Good afternoon, I'm Danielle Cartwright with the latest from the South Coast Newsroom. This Saturday is the ACT Eden Monero Cancer Support Group event, Convoy for Kids. The event will start at 11:30 a.m. with a vintage car parade through the main street of Bega. This will be the fifth event in the last 11 years and they are hoping for around 100 trucks to get involved. All the funds raised will stay in the Eden Monero region to support kids with cancer. This month, Bega Cheese won the right to supply all of Coles' house brand cheese equal to approximately 19,000 tonnes a year. Bega Cheese have already picked up an extra 50 million litres of milk, but are still on the lookout for more. Chairman Barry Irvin says that they still want an extra 30 to 40 million litres of milk. Most of the new milk they've obtained has been through interested farmers contacting the company following ads in the paper, though Mr. Irvin says they prefer to recruit suppliers by word of mouth. New research has revealed being diagnosed with breast cancer isn't deterring women from drinking or smoking. A study has found 2 out of 3 who smoked when they discovered they had breast cancer were still smoking 2 years later. 1 in 12 women also continued drinking. Shops in Batemans Bay have literally hundreds of fully signed petitions against the proposal of more paid parking in the Bay. Bay Central Pharmacy Manager Liz Carter says people are saying how unfair it is that the Bay is already one of the only places in Yirrabadalla with paid parking and now they want to introduce more. Today is the last day for people to have input into the Batemans Bay Chamber of Commerce's written submission to the Council on the matter. Input can be sent to info@baychamber.com.au. RSPCA has announced it will launch Australia's first dedicated program to helping homeless pets and their owners. The Living Rough program will include initiatives such as emergency boarding and foster care, vet services, access to food for pets, education programs and outreach services. RSPCA New South Wales officially launches stage 1 of the Living Rough program on Wednesday, October 5. Updating sport, yesterday was the Maruya Ladies Golf Gold Medal Playoff. Division 1 winner was Alison O'Connor, Division 2 was won by Jan Young, and Division 3 was taken out by Lynette Gibbs. And the Amateur Tathra Fishing Club will be having a competition this Sunday. The Cole Russell Memorial Fishing Comp will run all day Sunday with prizes valued up to $300. For more local news, head to eastcoastradio.com.au. That's the latest from the South Coast Newsroom. I'm Danielle Cartwright.